This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Black holes, the cosmos, space, and time travel. Science and technology, brought to you by theoretical physicist, futurist, popularizer of science, and world-renowned author, Professor Michio Kaku,
at GCNlive.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing, jaw-dropping scientific discoveries which are revolutionizing our world and touching our lives. Well, on Science Fantastic, in this hour, we're going to do something different. Usually we take listener phone calls, or we have a guest, some preeminent scientist, talking about their path-breaking work. However, what about the people who send me emails? In fact, some of you are a little bit resentful. They resent the fact that those people who are brash enough to record a comment or question, they get on radio, they get their questions answered. But what about people who are too shy? Or some people who are simply too busy? They just want to dash off an email and have it answered on the air. Well, this is your hour, because we're going to answer a lot of those questions. In the previous hour, we talked about space. We talked about aliens, UFOs. We talked about going to the stars. However, in this hour, we're going to talk a little bit about inner space. That is medicine, cancer, the aging process, immortality, DNA. So we're going to say a few things about inner space as well as outer space in this hour. And also, if you want to know more about my work, go to my website. It's mkaku.org, mkaku.org. On Facebook, I have 3 million fans. On Twitter, I have 600,000 fans. So find out what all the excitement is about by going to my website, mkaku.com. And check out my latest book. My latest book, The Future of Humanity, hit the New York Times bestseller list. It's about the second golden age of space exploration. The first golden age took us to the moon, and then we forgot about outer space. We lost interest. But now we have billionaires like Elon Musk and Jeff Bezos of Amazon pouring in their private fortune to create a new generation of rocket ships that'll take tourists and astronauts into outer space, to the moon, maybe even Mars and beyond. So find out what all the excitement is about by getting a copy of my latest book, The Future of Humanity, Humanity in Outer Space. Also, my previous books include The Future of the Mind, where I talk about the future of the Internet. And the Internet of the future will simply think and have things come true. You'll simply think and send emails. You'll send memories, sensations, feelings on the Internet, and you'll do it mentally, just like being in a science fiction movie. It's sort of like living in the world of Harry Potter, where you can simply mentally think of something, and it comes true. And then in my book, Physics of the Impossible, I go 500 years into the future, when we might have time machines, we might have ray guns, we might have interstellar starships and invisibility shields and all sorts of devices that you see on Star Trek. And then in Physics of the Future, I talk about daily life. What will it be like 50 to 100 years into the future? What will a computer look like? What will a robot look like? How will we interact with technology in the future? So these are my four New York Times bestsellers. Go to my website, mkaku.org, and find out what all the excitement is about. Okay, well, I have a pile of emails that have been collecting dust. So let's take a few of them one by one. First of all, cancer. Cancer is the second leading cause of death here in the United States. But why can't we cure cancer? I mean, after all, we've been to the moon, We conquer many diseases. Why can't we conquer cancer? Well, first of all, you have to realize what is cancer. Cancer can be caused by things like radiation, by harsh chemicals, by random mutations. All sorts of things can cause cancer. So what is cancer anyway? Well, we now know what cancer is. That doesn't mean we can cure cancer, but we know what cancer is. Cancer is damaged genes. Genes which control the reproductive process of a cell go berserk. They're mutated. They're destroyed. These genes, a handful of them, control the way in which cells divide. Because the cell has lost control of this process, it just keeps on multiplying and multiplying. And cancer cells are immortal. That's right. They are immortal. That's what kills you. They are immortal. They just keep growing without end until they form a tumor. And the tumor then chokes off your blood supply. The tumor then chokes off many of your bodily functions, and then you die. That's why you die of cancer, because cancer cells are immortal. So why can't we simply cure cancer? Well, we now realize that precisely because cancer is a genetic disease, a disease of our genes, broken genes, it means that there's more than one type of cancer. In fact, there are thousands of different types of cancer. The Human Genome Project was relatively simple, sequencing the genes of a human being. The Cancer Genome Project is endless. You're talking about an encyclopedia of all possible breaks, all possible mutations in our DNA, which make cells divide forever. And many things can do this. A virus can do it. Chemicals can do it. Radiation can do it. Many things can cause cancer cells to go haywire. Even bad luck, just random mutations, can cause cells to simply replicate beyond control. And so you realize how difficult it is to cure all forms of cancer. Now, ask yourself a simpler question. Why don't we cure the common cold? I mean, think about it. There's a multi-billion-dollar industry out there which cannot cure the common cold, only gives you relief from the symptoms of the common cold. So why don't we cure the common cold? Because there are over 300 varieties of rhinovirus which can cause the cold, meaning that it's simply not economically a viable decision to try to cure all 300 forms of the rhinovirus. That's why we don't cure the common cold. Can we do it? Well, in principle, yes. In practice, it simply costs too much money. Now, for cancer, it's even worse. Not just 300 different kinds of common colds, but there are thousands, literally thousands of different kinds of cancer. And so to find one cure for all cancer is a very daunting process. Now, there are cures, so-called cures, which are being looked at now beyond simple surgery or radiation or chemotherapy. In other words, in the future, we'll no longer have to cut, splice, dice, or poison cancer cells. We'll be able to use our own immune system or use genetic engineering to attack cancer cells. There's something called immunotherapy, for example, where we take cells out of our body, the T cells, the cells that invigorate our immune system. Then we strengthen them. We modify them. We strengthen them after we take them out of the body. And then we reinsert. We reinsert these energized and modified T cells back into the bloodstream where they can now recognize cancer. Well, let's take a short commercial break, and after that, we're going to continue our discussion of science, fantastic, and inner space. Give us a call. The hotline number is 612-564-8135. Give us a call. We'll be right back.
I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start Program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we profile some of the most amazing developments in science and technology. And in this hour, we're going to answer your questions that you send me by email. So on Science Fantastic, usually we take listener phone calls, but some people feel uncomfortable having their voice heard on national radio, and they would rather anonymously send me an email. So today I'm going to answer a lot of your emails all at once. For example, questions about aging. Is it possible to become immortal? Can we live forever? What about cancer? What about new forms of medicine that we haven't even thought about yet? What about DNA and all the ruckus that occurs when DNA solves a mystery or solves a crime? Well, let's get back to cancer. As we said before, we know what cancer is. Cancer is caused by a combination of roughly four major genes that go haywire. These genes control the reproductive process of cells. Many things can trigger this process: a random mutation, radiation, poisons. But once the cell loses its ability to reproduce, it simply lives forever, reproducing itself until it forms a tumor. And the tumor eventually kills you. In fact, that's why we die. Now, why don't we simply cure cancer? Because cancer is not just one disease. It's potentially thousands of diseases because there are thousands of ways in which these roughly four major genes can be disrupted. So it's a very difficult process to cure cancer. Personally, I think we may eventually simply live with cancer, but cancer won't be the dreaded disease anymore. Think of the common cold. We simply tolerate the common cold. We live with it. We don't cure it because it's simply too expensive. And cancer may go the same way. In other words, we may not have one bullet, one silver bullet that cures all cancers. However, we will be able to cure many forms of cancers, and the rest are going to be harmless. And so they're not going to be the dreaded killer of today. So in other words, believe it or not, we may simply live with cancer, just like we live with the common cold. Then the next question I get from your emails is, well, what about the aging process? Can we really live forever? Well, you have to ask yourself a simple question. What determines the lifespan of animals and plants? It is basically genetic. Genes control how long an organism lives. For example, mice may live on average roughly 2 years or so, and it's been programmed into their genes. Butterflies that you see may actually live only a few days to a few weeks before they die. But the Greenland shark can live to be over 400 years of age. Think about that. This is perhaps the longest-lived vertebrate on the planet Earth. How do we know that? Well, it turns out that these Greenland sharks add another layer to their eyeball every year, like tree rings. Simply by counting the rings in the eye of a Greenland shark, bingo, you can then calculate how old they are, and they are extremely old. As I mentioned before, 400 to 500 years of age. And so, obviously, aging is genetically related. So, what is it, and what can we do about it? First of all, the search for the fountain of youth is perhaps one of the oldest searches in all of human history. One of the earliest of all tales written down by the ancients is the Tale of Gilgamesh. In fact, you see many strains and stories in the Tale of Gilgamesh winding up in the Bible. That's how old this tale is, the oldest tale of all, the Tales of Gilgamesh. And he has a number of exploits, but what is his ultimate goal? His ultimate goal is immortality, to live forever, to find the fountain of youth. And if you think about it, that's also at the heart of the Bible. If you take a look at Genesis, the question is, why were Adam and Eve expelled from the Garden of Eden? Well, you may say to yourself, well, maybe it was sex or some kind of crime that allowed them to be kicked out of the Garden of Eden. No, it was eating of the apple. But the apple of what? The apple of sin? The apple of debauchery and sex? No, the apple of knowledge. The apple of science. And then it turns out that the punishment for Eve was pain in childbirth. But think about that for a moment. Maybe there's some truth to that ancient tale. Because why do women have pain in childbirth? They have pain in childbirth because the birth canal is of a certain size. And as a consequence, it means that women have pain in childbirth as a penalty for our walking upright. So our walking upright was one of the main reasons why we became Homo sapiens, why we became thinking people. Being upright freed up our hands so that we can use tools and then change the world. But walking upright has a price, and that is a finite size of the birth canal. And so in some weird sense, perhaps the Bible tale has some truth in it, that the punishment for knowledge was pain in childbirth. And, of course, the size of the brain got larger and larger over the last few hundred thousand years to the point where it caused pain in childbirth. So maybe there's some truth to the biblical tale. Well, the search for the fountain of youth has been with us for centuries. Take a look at the state of Florida. Why did the Europeans discover Florida? Because Ponce de Leon was searching for the Garden of Youth. He didn't find the Fountain of Youth. However, he did find Florida instead. And also in Asia, we have a legend which may have some truth to it. And that is, in Asia, in the year 200 BC, the great Emperor Qin unified China for the first time. So all of China was finally unified by Emperor Qin. But even though he ruled the world of the Chinese, there was one thing he could not control, and that is the wrinkles on his face. He was getting old. He was getting feeble. And so, when he became much older, he assembled his princes and his admirals and sent them out on a job. Find the Fountain of Youth, or don't come back. That was the deal that he laid out to his princes and his admirals. Find the Fountain of Youth or don't come back. Well, obviously they did not find the Fountain of Youth and they didn't come back. But what did they do instead? According to the tale, they founded Korea and Japan. And if you take a look at Japanese history, by golly, around 200 BC is when Japanese culture suddenly explodes. It's Chinese culture that suddenly exploded in Japan in 200 BC. So maybe there's truth to that tale as well, that the search for the Fountain of Youth created Korea and Japan. Well, how do we look at it from a modern-day point of view? There's a whole industry around trying to live forever. Much of it fake, however, some of it with a grain of truth. There are several avenues being pursued. One avenue is telomerase. Let me explain. There is a clock in all of our cells. This biological clock says time to die. When a skin cell divides about 60 times, it goes into senescence. It stops dividing and eventually dies. In fact, that's one reason why we die. But it turns out you can stop the clock. There's something called telomerase, which stops the clock aging in our cells. And so they divide not 60 times, but they divide forever. And this has given us a new word to the English language, to immortalize. That verb did not exist in the English language until recently. But with the coming of telomerase, we can now actually immortalize skin cells, your skin cells, so they divide an infinite amount of time. In fact, I've even interviewed one of the scientists who did this. And they say, well, yeah, we can immortalize cells. Now, what's the catch? There's always a catch someplace, because otherwise everyone would be living forever. The catch is cancer cells also use telomerase. It is that potent that telomerase can stop the clock, but also make possible cancer, which, of course, kills you because cancer cells are immortal. Well, let's take another short commercial break, and afterwards we're going to continue with Science Fantastic. Give us a call, and maybe you can get on national radio.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today. Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
With uncertain times in the United States, it's only prudent to consider storing precious metals in a safe place outside of our borders. At Miles Frank Limited, we have done just that for you. Partnered with the most respected storage company in the industry, Miles Frank Limited is proud to offer the only fully insured private safe deposit box system in North America, held in Vancouver and Toronto. Send us your previously purchased precious metals, or have one of our brokers help you purchase something new. Questions? Please call one of our experienced brokers at 866-485-4346. Solid foundational storage partnered with the most respected name in security. That's Miles Franklin Limited. Celebrating our 29th year in business without ever receiving a customer complaint. Call us at 866-485-4346. Again, that's 866-485-4346. 4346 Miles Franklin Limited, a name you can trust.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer and communicate information and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. On Science Fantastic, we're profiling some of the most amazing developments in science, and we are answering your phone calls and your emails. So usually we take listener phone calls in this hour. This time I'm going to answer some of the emails that you send me over the internet. So one consistent question that I get is immortality. What does science say about the aging process? Why do we get old? Why do we die? And then the question is it possible to live forever with a new fountain of youth? Well, it turns out that a new field is being born, biogerontology. We are now beginning to understand the biology of the aging process. Realize that 10, 15 years ago, we didn't even know what aging was. Well, you just got old, right? But how? I mean, what was the mechanism by which we got old? Well, we now know the answer, sort of. Aging is the accumulation of error. Error in our DNA, error in our cells. It's information loss, which is the basis of the aging process. When cells begin to accumulate error in their DNA, they become sluggish. They don't move so fast. They're not as resilient as they are before. And when you multiply that by billions, then you get tissues.
tissues that are sunken, that are weathery, that are weathered, that are leathery looking, that are not as supple and as resilient as they used to be. And that is the aging process. And then when that affects one of our vital organs, that's why we die. And so then the question is, what can we do about it? Well, there's several avenues being looked at right now. One of them is telomerase. It's an enzyme that stops the clock. You can actually immortalize skin cells by having a petri dish of skin cells, applying telomerase on them, and they keep on dividing forever. There's a Hayflick limit, 60 reproductions, and then you go into senescence and eventually die. These cells are immortal. Now, what's the catch? The catch is that cancer cells also use telomerase to immortalize themselves. And so we have to be very careful. This technology is powerful, so powerful that if misused, it kills you. And so that's why we have to be very careful using this technology. But telomerase was such a great discovery, it won the Nobel Prize. The Nobel Prize for the scientists who worked out telomerase. Another avenue being looked at is caloric restriction and sirtuin genes. It turns out that there is one method, and just one, of reliably lengthening the lifespan of every organism studied so far, and that is caloric restriction. It actually works, believe it or not, works every time. You take any animal, from amoeba to worms, to spiders, insects, to mice, rabbits, dogs, cats, and now primates. You feed them 30% less, and they live 30% longer. That's right. This actually works. Now, what's the catch? The catch is that, well, yeah, you can take an animal, like a dog, feed them 30% less, and these dogs live 30% longer. But they get sluggish. Their body temperature starts to cool down a bit. They lose interest in sex. They're simply like a lump of protoplasm. They're not very interesting. Now, who wants to live like that? Humans have not been tested systematically. There are many people who on their own do this. Many scientists on their own want to live longer, and so they restrict the number of calories they eat. But let's take another short commercial break, and we'll talk about the genetics of the aging process. Once again, this is Dr. Michio Kaku. Give us a call, and perhaps you can get on Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Stay tuned.
Fellow Patriots, my name is Todd Savage, founder of BlackRifleRealEstate.com. Like you, I was a prisoner of the alt-left sanctuary state until one day I chose to lead my family to freedom. Today we live on a sustainable 20-acre homestead where we shoot, hunt, garden, and homeschool our children without the tyranny of the nanny state looking over us. If you're ready to flee the city to the freedom of Idaho or Montana, our Black Rifle Real Estate team is here to help. Go to BlackRifleRealEstate.com. That's BlackRifleRealEstate.com.
Join me, George Norrie, in Indian Wells, California, for the 6th annual Contact in the Desert UFO Conference, June 1st through the 4th. Contact in the Desert is an epic weekend of adventure filled with exciting explorations into ancient aliens, human origins, crop circles, UFO sightings, disclosure, and the newest evidence of ongoing contact. This amazing weekend offers more than 50 lectures, 40 workshops, 8 exciting panels, and special events. Contact in the Desert features leading experts, including me, George Norrie, Giorgio Tsoukalos, David Wilcock, Linda Moltenhau, Michael Tellinger, Eric Von Doniken, Corey Good, Doc Wallach, and many more important researchers and scientists in the field. With a breaking New York Times story, disclosure of the Pentagon's mysterious UFO program, Contact in the Desert is the place to go to see the inside track. Join us at contactinthedesert.com or call 760-660-8484. That's contactinthedesert.com.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck or back or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
See why our homegrown small business at sunny-bay.com has tried to help people just like you. Get your Sunny Bay heating pads at sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. Or call 253-678-1361. For hot and cold therapy, sunny-bay.com.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're answering your emails. Emails that I get that are going to be answered right now on Science Fantastic. Also, you can get on the air to ask that question verbally. That's right. Go to my website. Or simply give us a call at the hotline number, and you may be able to get on Science Fantastic by calling 612-564-8135. Well, before the break, we talked about one and only one mechanism which reliably lengthens the lifespan of any animal we've tested, from worms all the way up to primates. Not humans yet, because we bellyache too much. It's too difficult to experiment on human beings. But it works for dogs, cats, mice, spiders, all the way up to primates now. You feed them 30% less, and they live 30% longer. Now, there's a gene that seems to be responsible for this. Animals in the wild usually are starving to death. That's right. We think of animals being carefree, but for the most part, they're constantly looking for food sources. And, well, given the fact that they are in a state of semi-starvation, they have to make a decision. Animals can either reproduce, that is, use their energy toward getting pregnant and reproducing, or riding out the famine. That is, going through a state of semi-hibernation, riding out the famine to live another day. So we think that's what this gene does. This gene is a switch. It switches from either going into reproductive mode, having babies, or saving your energy to live for another day. And there's a gene that controls that process called the sirtuin genes. There's an enzyme called resveratrol associated with that, and that has caused a stampede. Yes, there are many food faddists out there who think that they can live longer by eating lots of resveratrol and sirtuin genes. Well, not so fast. First of all, yeah, it does appear as if there is a testable link between oxidation, which is governed by these sirtuin genes and resveratrol, and the aging process. But is that the fountain of youth? I tend to doubt it. First of all, we've not even experimented on humans yet. Humans live too long, we bellyache too much, and we sue you if they hurt us. And as a consequence, doctors are very hesitant to do long-term studies on humans. So my personal point of view is, we do not yet have a fountain of youth. However, I think our grandkids may have the option of reaching the age of 30 and just stopping. That is, they may enjoy being 30 years of age for many decades to come. So it can't be ruled out, the fact that we might be able to live forever.
Now, you may say to yourself, when you go to the drugstore, there are all these ads saying, take 10 years off your face, find eternal youth, all these advertisements. And you may say to yourself, well, obviously they're fake, but how can they get away with it? Well, there's a loophole in our advertising industry. It turns out that if a chemical does not penetrate the skin, then of course it doesn't do anything. But you can now make statements about it precisely because it doesn't do anything, because it's probably harmless. So these potions that you buy at the drugstore, which promise to take years off your face, are actually allowed to make these outrageous claims because they don't penetrate the skin. Because they don't penetrate the skin, chances are they don't work. So here's the irony. The irony is that the cosmetics industry is legally allowed to make all these outrageous claims about being young, once again, precisely because their medicines don't work. That's the irony. Now, however, of all the ingredients, there is one which actually does seem to work to a degree, and that is moisturizers. That's right. Moisturizers seal in moisture, giving you the illusion that you suddenly become younger, and it actually works. But it's an illusion. It doesn't work for long. So I think in the future, we may literally live longer because the genes can be modified to live longer. Well, let's take another short commercial break. Once again, this is Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. Give us a call, and maybe you can get on Science Fantastic.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in.
Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
You have been lied to, generation after generation, time after time after time.
If you follow the money, then you understand why America's in the condition it's in.
Now, you created the Star Reserve in 1913 through lies. You create 9/11. Through 9/11, you're fighting a war on terror. And now all of a sudden you go into Iraq, which was another lie.
This book will open people's eyes. Pre-order now at KillingUncleSamBook.com. KillingUncleSamBook.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Brought to you by Professor Michio Kaku. This is Science Fantastic.
Welcome back to Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. In this hour, we're not going to take your listener phone calls, but we are going to answer the emails that I get. Emails about the space program, UFO, aliens and out of space, cancer research, the aging process. These are some of the questions that I get in my email, and we're going to try to answer many of them today. So we're not going to talk about outer space so much. We're going to talk about inner space. What is inside our body? And we talked about, well, the possibility of living forever. We cannot do it yet, but I wouldn't be a bit surprised if our grandkids have the option of hitting 30 and then simply stopping the aging process. Yes, that is a distinct possibility. Well, here's another email that I get. And that email asks the question, DNA research, are there any surprises? Are there any discoveries which surprise me as we begin to figure out what's inside our cells of our own body? Yeah, there's several surprises. One surprise concerns Genghis Khan. When you look at ancient history, you realize that there's one individual of ancient history who actually changed the course of modern civilization. His effects can be seen even today, and that is Genghis Khan, the ruler of the Mongols, able to create an empire technically bigger than the Roman Empire. I mean, think about that for a moment. One man armed with a tribe of warriors that were able to fire from a moving horse, were able to burn down Baghdad, raise entire cities, blunt the rise of the Islamic Empire, and change the direction of human history. Well, anything that momentous must have had an impact in our DNA. And the answer is yes. It turns out that when you are born, half your genes come from your father, half your genes come from your mother, except for two genes. First of all, the Y chromosome comes from the father. And so it is not mixed with the mother. And so you are, in some sense, carriers of a gene exactly the same as your parents' gene, the Y chromosome if you are a boy. For women, it's the mitochondrial genes. So the mitochondrial genes are passed down uninterrupted from woman to woman to woman, while the Y chromosome's genes are transmitted from male to male to male. Well, when you go to Mongolia and you take a look at the Y chromosome of the Mongolian people, instead of finding the usual randomness, you're shocked to find that a huge number of these Y chromosomes are the same. The same. Which means that there must have been a common ancestor centuries earlier, which, well, in some sense, cooked the books. In some sense, populated that Y chromosome to most of his people. And who's the father of the Mongolians? Well, Genghis Khan. And if you read stories about Genghis Khan, you realize that every time he conquered another civilization, he would inherit the harem. And he had a huge harem. And the harem had children, and his children had the same propensity to create harems of their own. And maybe that's why he was literally the father of his own country. This effect, the fact that populations change rapidly as you look at the Y chromosome and the mitochondrial chromosome, shows that there could be a very dark episode in the history of the human race. That when one population displaces another population, it is the male gene which proliferates, and the male gene of the original population is eclipsed and vanishes, genetically speaking. And so we find this, by the way, repeatedly throughout human history. And it's all documented in the book, How We Got Here and Who We Are, by Dr. David Reich. That was a surprise. Another surprise is as follows. When I was a kid, we learned that our ancestors were cavemen, maybe the Neanderthal. And as you go back in history, there was a line, a straight line that went from our earliest ancestors, the primates, to the cavemen and women, to us. Now we realize that's not true. It turns out it's more like a tree with many, many branches coexisting with other branches. We coexisted with the Neanderthals. The Neanderthals are not our ancestors. We coexisted with them. But is that all? If you look at Lord of the Rings, in that novel, humans coexist with dwarfs, elves, orcs, many kinds of human-like creatures. We coexist with them. That was once considered a fairy tale. Now we realize it's in some sense true. Because we have the Denisovans. They are a forgotten race of individuals of which we have no fossils except tiny little bits of DNA and finger bones by which we know that they exist. So our science is so good now that we can even take tiny finger bones of ancient fossils, take out the DNA, and identify races of humans which coexisted with our ancestors, the Denisovans. Amazing. Just like living in the Lord of the Rings, where humans coexist with orcs and dwarfs and different kinds of human species. All of it from our DNA. Well, unfortunately, that's it for Science Fantastic. Once again, every week on Science Fantastic, we profile the amazing world of science and technology. So, be part of the fun. Be part of the fun, and you can get on Science Fantastic with Professor Michio Kaku. And just remember, if you want to get on Science Fantastic, give us a call at 612-564-8135. Good day for Science Fantastic.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective, and more affordable than you might think. Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level. That's advertise.gcnlive.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.